While public radio dies of neglect, television production in Canada grows by leaps and bounds. It's been likened to a cancer, but I guess in the good sense. And unusually, a number of locals are cashing in on the bonanza. First among those profiting from the destruction of human imagination is Bayvert's Ambrose Sams.
You sound bitter, Paul.
About radio? Oh, yeah, very messed up. Many issues, violent rages. But let's talk about you, bros. Good to be home.
It is. Weather's been great. It's a beautiful day.
And you are back now to speak at the annual meeting of the Newfoundland Television and Film Industry Association.
Yes, I'm giving a breakfast speech tomorrow, and it's on the redefinition of content.
Yeah, I've read about this, your latest project. But if we could briefly first talk about your current two super sensational television mega hits.
Sure.
Because I have to say, I'm a huge fan. Now,
you're talking about Canada's greatest abuses of police power?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic program. And we've got a clip here now. Oh, my. Well, for people who didn't see that program, that was the Ontario Provincial Police putting the boots to our own Ormond Boudreau, Minister of Resettlement, in a Toronto hotel room.
Yeah, and that was from our highest-rated show ever. That was a special on mistaken identity.
Oh, as if. Now, I know this stuff should be... But, you know, I just can't stop watching it, bros. I love the thing where the Sûreté de Québec took the stun gun to those tourists from Indiana.
They were from Idaho, actually.
Oh, funnier still.
Yeah. Well, the other program we produced that is very popular now is Ontario's Worst Dentist.
Oh, yeah. I think, do we, Hollis? Yes, we do. Here's a clip from Ontario's Worst Dentist.
Meanwhile, in Orangeville...
Let's see what we have here. Ooh. Is it safe? Is it safe?
How'd you go in for a second there, didn't I? You're fine, actually.
Hilarious! Bros, that's my second favorite program. Well, now, your newest project is you are redefining content.
Well, yeah, for the purposes of television programming. I'm suggesting that we greatly simplify what we now call subject. It's a distillation more than anything. We've thrown away story, but we haven't yet completely freed ourselves of narrative impulses. Now, the new program I'm developing is a working model of this theory.
And does the show have a working title?
Bum Bomb.
Oh, God, I like that already.
Yeah, we've gotten rid of the packing and gone straight for the prize. Hmm. It's a show about bums and bombs going off. Hmm. And I brought a tape along.
And Hollis indicates that that tape is queued up. Here is a sneak preview of Bum Bomb.
Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm a nursing assistant from Calgary. And this is my act.
My name is Hector. I'm a bank manager in Yellowknife. And this is my ass. Yeah.
Bum Bomb. Bros, you have another hit on your hands, brother.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks.
Ambrose Sams, local producer, makes good. He'll be speaking tomorrow during the breakfast meeting of the Newfoundland Television and Film Industry Association at the Hotel Palmer Hotel.